Dr. Rainer Hove. He's the vice president of Electrobit, and he's on the other end of our line. Dr. Rainer, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Good morning, Tony. Yeah, Rainer is just good enough.
All right. We'll stick with that. Tell us about your company.
Well, Electrobit is a Germany-based software company that works in automotive software. So all kinds of software that goes into the vehicle, really.
Well, tell us about the future of automotive navigation systems.
Well, navigation has been around for a while now, and its basic function is getting you from A to B, and the system is doing that very well. The future is really doing that more smartly, even in a connected way, so it's connected to the Internet and has more current information about your surroundings, like what's going on in traffic, and where's a good gas station, or where can you charge your car if you have an electric vehicle like that.
Well, Rainer is going to be involved with driving technology for navigation added value for driver assistance systems at the Automotive Megatrends USA 2012 conference in the Detroit area. It's a three-day program which brings together leading industry speakers to discuss future passenger car safety, in-car connectivity, and electrification technologies. Over the 3 days, what will you be talking about, Rainer?
Well, I will be talking about mostly what Electrobit is doing with their navigation system to it, to provide technology for more advanced driver assistance systems. So if you think about what driver assistance is today, it's like your cruise control or your adaptive cruise control that even, controls the distance to the other car. What navigation brings to the game now is that with the navigation system, you have a map in the vehicle, and so the vehicle basically knows very well where it is. So it could tell you, for example, if you're going, up a steep hill and there's a sharp curve behind it, it could warn you about this, even before you see it. So the map in the car from the navigation system becomes basically a sensor that other driver assistance systems can use to be more smart.
Rainer, there has been some concern about navigation systems that they may involve challenges with people's privacy, people can get a hold of this information of where you are, what you're doing, where you're driving to. How do you address those concerns?
Well, I don't think that's really a concern with the navigation systems that in the vehicle, because it usually doesn't send that information anywhere, or it doesn't really record it where you're going. So if you're really concerned about your privacy and your data, you probably should be more concerned about what's going on your smartphone.
Can you can anyone tap into the navigation system of our vehicles?
Well, you mean about security, right?
I mean, yes.
Technically, it's probably doable right now. I wouldn't be too much concerned about it. It's really being addressed now with the car makers and their suppliers about the security issue to make the system safe. But it is something that we have to look into, yes.
Rainer, what's new? What's coming? What's going to be the wave of the future?
That's a good question, Tony. That's asking me to look in the crystal ball. So I do think that we will see some kind of maybe semi-half autonomous driving. So if you think about what vehicles can do right now with this advanced system, I mean, they can maintain your speed, they can maintain the distance to the car in front of you, they can, tell you that you're leaving the lane. So being able to do some autonomous driving so that the car is really driving itself, at least on the freeway, I really think that's coming.
Right. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And the other big thing is that really the Internet is going to find its way into the car. With all that information that you basically now use your phone to say, oh, where's the best restaurant, or where can I find this and that? You basically use Google or any search engine to find it. And the challenge in the car is to bring that to the car without the driver really, playing around on his phone. It needs to be integrated with the overall interface in the car so that you can do that, access the internet while driving in a safe way. So, and that's really where Electrobit is working a lot in terms of how to do that safely. What do you need to do? What controls do you offer? How do you limit the access? And how do you control it with your screen and especially voice control?
Rainer, what's Germany done just to get so good at building high-quality cars? And do you think that the U.S. manufacturers have caught up?
What has Germany done? I think what is special in Germany is that you have Audi, BMW, and Mercedes, which are all three very technology-driven and high-priced premium car makers. In a strong competition with each other. So they were driving each other forward in terms of technical innovations. I think that's a bit special about Germany. Have the U.S. car makers caught up? I certainly think so, yes. If you look at what Ford has done with the Sync system, which is a voice-controlled system to control your phone and your media player and many other systems in the car, that's very advanced, and yes, U.S. car makers have caught up.
All right, Dr. Rainer Hove is Vice President and General Manager for Automotive Software for Electrobit Automotive Incorporated. They're based in suburban Detroit. He'll be a big part of a three-day showcase at the Fairlane Plaza Henry Hotel in Dearborn. Rainer, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Tony. My pleasure.